Welcome to your morning news of note, where we bring you the top stories from around the world. Today, we have a packed show with highlights involving the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Starting with UCOM, President Biden has promised Ukraine air defense weapons and artillery once the Senate approves a $61 billion aid package. Meanwhile, tensions escalate as Russia warns of a direct clash with the West over Ukraine. Poland's leader also announces readiness to host NATO members' nuclear weapons. Moving to AFRICOM, the U.S. military's withdrawal from Niger is seen as a devastating blow to U.S. counterterrorism efforts in the region. Additionally, a summit in Abuja seeks African solutions to combat Islamist militant threats. While South Africa's alliances with China and stance on international relations raise concern in the U.S. and EU. Shifting gears to updates directly concerning the Marine Corps, the city of Jacksonville honored fallen Marine Sergeant Arlensbuzz with a ceremony at Freedom Fountain. The selection of a new nominee to fill a top Marine Corps information post is delayed as the U.S. Marines opt for Switchblade 300 Loitering Munition for Precision Fires program. Moreover, reports highlight China's increasing aggression in the region, drone and rocket attacks targeting U.S. forces in Iraq, and the expected blocking of aid to an Israeli military unit under the Leahy Law. Last but not least, the internal highlights feature USS New York conducting landing craft operations in the Atlantic Ocean and the WSP ARG 24th MEU conducting flight operations during COMPTUEX. The legacy continues with the 26th MEU Society Command Element Relief and Appointment Ceremony and Headquarters and Service Battalion hosting Devil Pup Day on Camp Lejeune. For more details and links to these stories, don't forget to read the Morning News of Note email. Stay informed and have a great day.